Here we are again on a fine Monday afternoon here at 5:30, and we're so glad you're with us. This is Judy Duke on Local Matters, and boy, do I have some great guests this afternoon. Let me tell you, I've known both of the people that are going to be talking with me. Wayne Neighbors is in this studio with me today.
Golly, Wayne. My goodness. Wow.
I met Wayne when he was just a child.
Just a mere child.
Yeah, when you were
at Putnam County Senior High School.
When it wasn't called. It was still the Cavaliers.
It was Putnam County Senior High School back then. It's Kubel High School now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They were pod children. It was the old
Avery Trace Middle School
mm-hmm. up there now.
Yeah. Came there from junior high, which mm-hmm. now, of course, belongs to Tennessee Tech, which is, over next to Tech. Came there. I graduated in 1973, mm-hmm. so I would have come there in from 72, 73.
Mm-hmm.
So you were teaching junior English.
I was
then,
indeed.
And so that would have been in 71 to 72.
That's right.
So you.
I started the school year as Judy Brown, which was my maiden name. I don't know if you know that. It was in 1970. And I got married.
Your dad was Woodman of the World man.
He was. Ah. He was state manager of Woodman of the World. I miss him every day, and he's been gone since 76.
Wow.
But anyway, I started as Judy Brown, and in less than 4 weeks, I was Judy Duke.
Wow. Was that your first year teaching? Yeah.
No, I had taught in Crossville.
At a junior high level,
and then Dwight was still in school. I passed him up. He took off a year to study.
So long comes
not study.
Long
work.
Comes this Cootville country kid named Wayne Neighbors, and he's 16 years old, and he started to senior high school, and was there for a sophomore year, and then 16, 17, he hooks up to this sweet teacher named Judy Duke.
What a year, things
were so different back then than they are today.
Weren't they now? Mm-hmm.
But teaching, and I know you could testify that teaching was much different then than it is today.
Yeah.
But those were some cool times.
They really were.
And
I've kept up with Wayne all these years and knew his mom and dad. His mom was Juanita Neighbors, the county clerk for many, many years.
Yes.
And so you kind of grew up with her.
My mom was county clerk from 1974 to 1982. And actually, when I graduated from school in 73, in February of 74, Jane and I got married. I turned 19 years old in June, come to work for my mom September the 1st of 1974.
I remember that.
Green as grass, mm-hmm. did not mm-hmm. know anything. And, honey, those were the days of no computers, no cell phones. We did it all by hand.
And I'm not so sure some days when I get so frustrated at the computer, when I relished those times back then when we did it by hand and that we communicated instead of punching buttons
exactly.
on a gizmo that you hold in your
exactly.
hand.
But yeah, I did grow up in it. I got it in my blood and never got it out. Mom lost in a very close election in 1982, and as politics would have it, when she left, I had to too. And so I was gone for.
Did you really?
Yes, yes. That was part of the drill for politics.
Exactly.
So gone 20 years, and the Lord made a way for me to come back in 2002, and been there ever since. So the 1st of September began rolling on my 18th year as county clerk. Wow.
Well, it's time to retire eventually.
Thank you. Appreciate that word, eventually. 3 years left in this term.
Your hair is the same color.
It's the same. Yes, yes, yes. Jan used to put a color on it, and then I said one night, and she gave me a haircut. I said, nah, never mind. If it's going to get gray, honey, it's going to get gray.
That's
if it's
right.
going to get white, it's going to get white. Let's just leave it and let it roll from there.
I decided to do the same thing. I was
exactly.
tired of paying all that money to get it colored.
Your
wife, Jan, is a beautician.
She retired 3 years ago, but
did
yes.
She?
Yes.
And you have a new grandchild, relatively new.
Goodness, yes.
Nothing
she's 20 months old. No, Rebecca. Wow. Rebecca Blake. My son's name is Blake, so they gave her Blake in the middle. She's 20 months. I always heard these people say, if you love your children, wait till those grandchildren come along. And I used to say, okay, all right. And I'd kind of fluff that off. Well, honey, there's
now,
there is no flipping no more.
Well, so that
sweetheart is the light
of
her life.
I've got two. One's, 20, and the other one's 18.
Wow, man. So, no, she's just 20
boys.
Months. She's at the point where you can tell her to say something, and she's saying it, so you got to be careful what you say.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm here to tell you. Yes.
Well, Wayne, I know we've started out kind of, we're going to have to go backward a little bit.
Okay, all right.
You were born and raised in Putnam County.
Been here all my life. I've never known anything else but here.
Okay. Been here all my life. Wouldn't trade it for anything. I've had the good fortune to travel a lot.
Yes. Me, and, probably not as much as you, but I've traveled some. But
yeah, but
nothing,
no place like Cookeville.
No place. Absolutely.
No place like the Upper Cumberland.
No, absolutely.
I'd be happy anywhere you'd plant me in the Upper Cumberland, quite probably.
Yes.
I have always wondered, and you and I have, like we said, known each other for a number of years. I know I used to, and I still do. I just haven't heard you in a long time. Play the organ at horse shows.
Now, I'm
a horse lover.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And that and dogs are my two favorite animals.
Ah, gotcha.
And I couldn't be still when you played the organ
Bless
for the walking
heart.
Horses. And I'd just sit there and bounce around with
yes,
you on the organ
love.
At the Putnam County Fair.
Yes.
But there were other times when we would be together when you would be playing
right.
either the organ or the piano.
Right.
How did you learn that wonderful skill?
Years ago at the Putnam County Fair, the fellow that played the organ was Colonel Bill Jones. From down in the big city of Bloomington Springs. He had the Bloomington Springs Boys Academy down there.
Yes.
He played the organ. And he would travel, and he played walking horse shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I got acquainted with him and would watch him got to know him at playing horse shows and would watch him and just thought, man, gosh, someday I would love to do that. Because, see, I played the organ at church. I've been a church pianist.
You play by ear?
I play by ear. Yes, strictly by ear.
What a gift.
You know, I've been a church pianist for 55 years.
Still are.
And this is my 39th year traveling and playing walking horse shows. I will probably do about 20 walking horse shows this year and traveling Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee. I'm in about a couple, 3 weeks. I've got my last show. I got a big 3-night show at White Pine up in Morristown at the big center up there, big indoor center. I've already done 1 4-night show already up there this year. God has been good. Oh, wow. I've got to go all over the country and play, and it's so much fun. I want to make it fun for you. So when you're sitting there listening to me, you're swaying with my music.
And
I love it when people say, man, I knew every tune you played. I said, did you play Name That Tune? They said, we did, you know. So 39 years I've been doing this, but Colonel Jones got me started. And so I said,
but you already had that God-given ability.
I did.
Oh, wow.
And one day he called me and he said, Wayne, I'm going to stop doing walking horse shows. The doctors told me that my circulation problems has told me I cannot sit that long and play anymore. Do you want to pick up where I'm leaving off? And I said, Lord, yes, I sure do. And he guided me, mentored me, and just wrote down songs that would fit that particular beat for that particular class.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still to this day, he's gone, been gone for a number of years, but I owe him a great debt because he got me started and mentored me and to be the horse show organist that I get to be today.
It's pretty cool. Talking this afternoon with Mr. Wayne Neighbors, who is the county clerk for Putnam County, but he's also a musical extraordinaire, whatever.
Wow.
That's
Thank
pretty
you.
Good.
That's
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
good. Yes.
Yeah. But
yes.
That amazed me. I didn't realize that you had that natural ability. So it was already there. He just kind of guided you where you needed it to be.
He did. He enhanced that and let me do something outside of the church realm, if you would, to just have fun with that, you know. Right. I always saw the Lord let me do this, enjoy doing horse shows and doing that, and then my time at church to play was my, watch this now, was my piano tithe back to him.
Okay.
You know, we pay our tithes at church.
The tenth that belongs to him, if you are a Christian.
Yes, as that plate passes, put that in the plate.
Your talent.
So
there.
I asked the Lord to let me give my musical and talent tithe, piano tithe, to him when I play that piano.
That's great. That's a pretty cool thing. I know there are other people that I know who do similar things. It may not be playing the piano or the organ or something else, but I happen to believe that God blesses us with certain talents. And
He does. I promise He does.
Oh, I know He does.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, my little brother went to Belmont, got a music degree, and then went to selling insurance. He spent a year or two with Sheriff Pruitt Blackwood, and then spent a couple of years with what's his name that did Lord Have Mercy, Baby's Got the Blue Jeans? Mel McDaniels.
Okay.
Country music. Sorry, spent two years. And he could sit down and play it, and you put a foreign piece of music in front of him, he just play it just like that. You put a piece of music in front of me, and I'm lost like a ball in high weeds, you know? People want me to play for weddings, and I've played for hundreds of weddings and thousands of funerals, and they say, well, we got this song we want you to play. We're going to get you the sheet music. I said, well, that's just wonderful. Would you get me a CD so I can listen to it, you know?
And just sit down and play it.
And make my own chord chart, yes. And that's how I've done
it. Yeah,
but
you also, even though you have this musical ability, you also have to know the horse classes. For it's walking horses.
You do, because
gated, is that what?
That's a great word to say.
Okay.
Yes, because you might have this class. It's a walking class, and so you need a flat foot walk and a running walk, and then you get down to the end of that. You got a canter. Well, you got to do a rocking chair.
You rocking chair
because they're throwing their feet up in the air. Or you've got racking horses, and they're going about 100 mile an hour. Well, I've got to be playing about 100 mile an hour, you know, because they're flying. And then you've got just pleasure horses that are flat shot, no build up feet, and they're just walking along. Well, I got to slow it down a little bit and play something that will be to their gait as well.
We're going to take a break and let our sponsors chit chat here, and you folks listen up and support our sponsors so we can continue on the air talking to fascinating and interesting people. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. Talking with Mr. Wayne Neighbors, who also not only is a wonderful organist and pianist or pianist, I don't know which is the correct way to say it.
Either way, I think works.
He plays the piano.
Yes.
And I'm delighted that he is with me this afternoon. Not only did you do that, but I know you've also done radio, which we were talking about during the break, with a gospel station.
I did. The gospel station that was in town for a number of years, it actually began in, believe this or not, in 1983.
I remember that.
And it was up on Paragon Road, up Buck Mountain, and started up there. I did a daily program, somewhat like what you're doing today, except, of course, it was all music type thing. And then I signed on Sunday morning. I would get up early on Sunday morning and get to the station and cut some programs for during the week. And there for a while, let me tell you what I literally did. I couldn't do this again now if my life depended on it. I would come in from a horse show like what we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And lots of times, most of the times, if I come back from show, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Sometimes before I get back in and I'm just so tired. I used to come in from a horse show literally 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have just taken my glasses off, laid them on the counter, set the alarm clock, wouldn't even take my shoes off, lay down across the bed, get about an hour's worth of sleep, get back up, be at the station a little after 3. I would cut five 30-minute programs, much like what we're doing now. Then when I got those done for the week and music programs, I would get the weather for the week, and then I'd cut on the transmitter, and I would do the Sunday morning opening show till 8:30. Then
Ooh.
I'd go.
No,
my,
you don't
then,
do
then
that anymore. No.
Then my replacement came, and then I'd go home, take a shower, and head to church to play for two services.
That's
so
funny.
Wow, it was a night, and it was a two dayer.
Because
you know, coming off the heels of because. You know, we were talking about horse shows, so there's travel. I've got to first load it up at the house, okay, and then I've got to travel to where I'm going. Then I've got an hour plus to set all that up,
yep.
And then I've got anywhere from 5 to 7 hours to play. Then I've got to load all that back up for an hour. Then, honey, I got to travel all the way back to the house. So unless it's one of those deals where I'm in East Tennessee.
And I bet
and
your hair
me,
was a different
this,
color then.
It was a different color, but we used just as good a hairspray. Hallelujah.
Well, that's right, boy. Get it jacked up there.
That's it. I kept it as close to
I didn't like it, and I wasn't teasing about his hair.
So. Oh, mercy.
Talking with Mr. Wayne Neighbors, we've talked about your music, which is something I enjoy so much, but I want to talk a little bit about your aspirations now.
Okay.
Political. I think you're a crazy man, but anybody else is crazy that goes into politics these days, in my opinion. You're either tough as nails or you just are so far above it. You know, I don't know which it is,
yeah.
But I could never be in politics. But do you have aspirations to continue being in the political ring and even going higher, if that's the right word?
I do.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
And I have already cleared this with my wife and you know, folks ask me all the time, Wayne, is this your last term? And I would say, well, you know, I mean, there's 3 years left on this term, so you know, now I'll be 67 at the end of this term. Most days I don't feel 67. There's some days I feel 167, you know, or 164, excuse me. And, but no, will I probably retire? No, because I'm not a couch potato. And, and honey, you can only mow the yard so many times.
You know, if we have a drought like what we're experiencing,
we ain't mowed it now in 30 weeks, you know.
Yeah,
so
you don't want to quit.
I don't. I enjoy what I do. I really do.
But,
now, there's days like yesterday. That, yes, I had to be tough as nails. I had one of those instances yesterday morning, one of those unbelievable times where I had somebody get totally out of the banks, and I had to call 911 and have the police department come and take over. Now, that's not a rare occurrence. That's not an often occurrence.
Common
that's very,
occurrence.
Common occurrence. It's very rare. In fact, since we've been in that building, it was 9 years in August. We've been in the building, in the county clerk's office where we are now. I've probably had to call them 5 or 6 times over the time. Most of the time, I'm able to take care of everything myself. But I do enjoy I enjoy helping people. It's fun helping people. People appreciate helping people. And if you walk into my office and you look on the wall, there is a saying that I have there. It says, and I did this myself, thanks for letting us serve you. And I have my name up there. Okay. I am a servant. People ask me all the time, Wayne, you are elected. Who is your boss? And I said, well, I have about 75,000 of them. And they say, what? I said, yes, I work for the people. I'm an elected official. So, and I've been very thankful that they've elected me. And the next round around,
I believe in term limits.
Yes.
Do you?
Do I? No. If I said that, I would term limit myself out. Now, there are some counties where their county officials, I know a couple of three counties right off the bat, that their county clerk, like myself, can only serve two terms, and they have to leave.
And they leave for a certain amount of time and then come back.
They can leave for a term and then come back, right? Much like city council is here in Cookeville.
Yes.
You can only serve two terms, and then you must get off, and you can stay off a term, and you can come back for two more. You know, I don't believe in careering something out and staying so forever that you lose focus on who you work for. And I've tried my very best to never lose focus on who I work for, and that's the people. I made everybody happy to come through my door? No, I have not. But if I made everybody happy to come through my door, I'm not doing my job.
Well, Jesus didn't make everybody happy.
He did not. But to answer your question with a resounding yes, my plans are just to keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on until you either get beat or...
Or I decide to just retire. Is something maybe in the works for a higher situation? Taking a look at it. Absolutely. Getting encouragement all the time. And we're just praying and say, Lord, you guide me. You have been my guide thus far, and you'll keep on guiding me, you know.
Well, that's, you know, can't beat that. I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned, that, you know, if you are where the good Lord wants you to be, you'll be there.
You will.
I mean,
he's
controlling that.
Right.
Of course, not everybody agrees with that, and I understand that. But let me ask you this question.
All right.
I know at one time the county clerk could marry people.
Yes.
And I happen to know that you don't do that anymore. Is that correct?
That is correct. I still have statutory authority to marry.
Right. But you personally chose not to?
I personally chose not to.
Okay.
When the same-sex marriage thing came down from the Supreme Court, that came down in June the 23rd of 2015, before I opened the door on June the 26th of 2015, on my letterhead, I signed that I no longer was going to perform marriages. I would no longer allow any marriages to be performed, even on the premises of the county clerk's office.
Okay.
And I laminated that. I signed it, laminated it, and it is still stuck to the glass as you walk in my door. I did not have a choice. Because my convictions, my religious convictions said, you know, the Lord set this up as... the way he set it up as husband and wife, and so I'm not going to marry otherwise. So if you marry straight and you refuse to marry gay, you will be sued. And we were told that.
Just made a decision on your own to do that. And
I
the
did.
County accepted that. Your bosses, so to speak.
Well, they had no choice because, right. Now, that still doesn't mean that I don't have the authority. I still have statutory authority to marry.
Okay.
But my choice is that I have personally chosen not to because of my convictions myself.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
It is my joy to be with you today.
I so appreciate
you. Are such a blessing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And you are too. And stick to your convictions, brother.
Absolutely. And one last thing.
Yep.
I got to say it because I told you on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that this precious lady, years ago, put some seed in the ground of this Cookeville Country kid that's bringing a harvest today. May I just say thank you, and I love you. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate your kind words more than you know, and thank you for taking out of your busy life and busy day to come and talk with me today.
It's been my bestest honor.
You folks have a good rest of the day. Cook your husband a good supper, and be careful driving home, and we will be talking with you again next Monday at 5:30. Have a great one. Bye now.